It's Robbie Williams, Better Man, Ripper 1467. A very good morning to you, 10 to 8. We've got Secret Sound coming up after the news, but between now and 8 o'clock, we'll raid the riverbank. Well, we'll try and give away cash one more time. Hey, let's get to Mildura Weekly editor John Dooley in the studio with me. Very good morning to you, John.
Morning, Jason. How are you?
Another week, another publication out. My goodness, it's full of great stories this week. That's going through it last night.
Yeah,
it took me quite some time to get through it, but great. Hey, I want to start off talking about our federal and local MP on the same page when it comes to cross-border activity. In a word, they've both expressed, well, one word captures it, inappropriate.
Yeah, well, look, obviously they're concerned about the fact that the border permits have been reintroduced, and of course it's difficult for our friends across the river now. We were in that boat last year. They need a permit to cross. But what it is, of course, it gets a bit congested on the bridge with police having to check everyone. The license plate recognition system was working and the random checks were working very well. This extra measure is just making life that little more difficult for people. I'm not sure that there's anything we can do about it, but yeah, look, Anne and Ali are on a unity ticket there, as I say.
Does that happen in politics, Al?
Oh, well, I think, well, look, we do see it a bit. We probably don't give it
enough credit.
You know, when three tiers of government are working in unison, it's a very good thing, and we do see quite a bit of that up here, actually, and that's good. But, of course, politics is politics.
It is, isn't it? Hey, really capturing how tough it is in business as well, speaking of COVID-19, great article, and it does put a face to how tough business has been, down to thirds. Joe and Donna from Varipodio Estate in the headlines. By the way, Varipodio Estate Oil, just want to plug, it's the best. I love it.
It's a beautiful place to visit, and of course their product is just superb.
Yeah.
Brian Beaumont, who's the Wentworthshire Regional Tourism President, he got in touch with me and basically provided this article. And of course he's highlighting the fact that businesses, we talked about this the other day, of course, one by one, it's, you know, opening, closing, lack of patronage because borders are closed, and business can't survive without business. And I just wonder how long people can sustain this. It's not sustainable, and we're going to very, you know, shortly find out that it's crippling a lot of businesses, and it's a terrible thing. And I hope there's light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccination program rolling out properly. That's our only hope.
Yeah. Well, you did mention in the article down two thirds from pre-COVID-19, same as Crown Hotel out at Wentworth. Yeah. Seems to be a very similar pattern that everyone's down around the same figures. So it you can say that economically that's where we sit.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, it's the same on this side of the border as well. You know, we're open at the moment. Fingers crossed we stay open. But it's a very sort of tenuous opening at the moment for us, because we look at the cases in Melbourne growing, and it only needs to leak into the regions and off we'll go.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, on a lighter note, just wanted to recapture last week we spoke about Harper's Charity Day, the golf day.
Yes.
How'd that go?
Well, it finally, as I said, finally teed off.
Yep.
Well, look, as it turned out, it was a blessing in disguise that it was cancelled in a sense, because when the lockdown 5 hit, I think, it was a terrible day weather-wise on that Sunday, had it have gone ahead. So it was a beautiful day Sunday down there at the Mildura Golf Resort. And look, they raised over $6,000, $6,500. You know, again, the hearts of Mildura and Sunraysia were opened up. The generosity always comes forward. Always amazes me how people can always find that dollar or two in their pockets. It was a terrific day. And, I don't know how the golf went, but there was a 128 strong field, which is a capacity field allowed at the moment. And, tremendous for the family and that very worthy cause.
Yeah, that's great. Great to hear. Another big event this week, Vietnam Veterans Day 2021. That's covered in this week's paper.
Yeah, well, of course, that's the anniversary of the Battle of Long Tan.
It is.
And that's, an infamous battle where a lot of Australians, servicemen, lost their lives. So it's a very important day to recognise, and held in a different circumstances this year because, you know, crowds are not allowed to attend and so on. So the RSL, as they always do, organised a very nice ceremony, and you can see the president there, Gary Pearce, and some of the other members, including the vice president there, Paul McDermott, and some of the other members. It was very kindly, the photos provided by Paul Mensch, the president of the Veterans Association, who took the photos. So.
All right, I want to get to this one. This one's captured my attention well and truly. Men shed out of debt. Now, I pre-mentioned this morning that if you look at the building from out front street, it just looks like this small little building, not much to it, but you walk in and you realise you're walking through to the old Kumi Packers warehouse. My goodness, it is a toy field. And one particular item in there which is covered in this week's paper, what is it?
Okay, so the project at the moment that's captured people's attention is the restoration of a Sabre fighter jet, which was purchased by John McFarlane, I think the gentleman's name was, who provided that for
the shed, yeah.
For the shed, and the RSL is behind this project, the Mildura RSL, and the boys over there are hard at work bringing it back to its shining glory. It won't ever fly again.
No.
The wings are there, but they'll be restored separately, and then they'll be reattached when it's back at the Mildura Airport, where it will
have a static display there. Right.
It's tremendous. But they have a lot of the parts with what was provided, but they are having to manufacture some themselves as well. So they're fashioning those out of it. And Greg Wood, for example, who we can see there behind he's got the drill out working on the tailplane section, and he's a former panel beater, and he's fashioning some of these parts himself and joined by other members. And it's a lolly shop for men out there, because there's all sorts of gadgets
Do you know the other thing too, John? You think that men shed, all retirees just peddling around with a couple of spenders. There's a lot of young fellas that are joining in and being part of Men Shed out there at this point of time too, which is great to hear.
Absolutely. And look, we hear a lot about mental health, but blokes need this camaraderie and somewhere to go, something to do. And yeah, there's no barrier to age. Of course, a lot of the boys are retired, but they're hardly retired, really. They're hard at it.
They
do all sorts of wonderful things for the community. And they're going to have new premises. I did a story last week about that. They'll be moving to new premises, building new premises near the Dett and swimming pool. And that's going to be fabulous for them to have their own home.
If you get a chance to go through there, make sure you do, because it's incredible what they've got. Old tractors, old generators, all the old diesel. My goodness, it is something else. Anyway, hey, John, before we wrap up, I just wanted to cover, you've got the Autobahn catalogue, also a chemist catalogue, and a full glossy for this week's real estate guide.
Yep.
It's worth grabbing Mildura Weekly. Grab a copy. Comprehensive coverage of everything local. John Dooley, always good to have you in the studio.
Thanks, guys.
All right, if you want to give me a call right now, we're giving away cash, or trying to give away cash, for Raid the Riverbank. 5023 1467.